Dave Ryan Show.
Group therapy.
Aw. All right. We're going to go ahead and just jump right over to Melissa. She sent us an email. Melissa, maybe you can kind of summarize what's going on that you need help with or need some advice on.
All right. So we ended up having to rip out a chain link fence because our dog could jump the fence.
Okay.
And we put up a new 6-foot privacy fence. Before that happened, we did speak to all the neighbors. We let them know why we were putting it up, when we were doing it, and everything. So we go put up the fence. Later that day, the neighbor number one comes over or starts putting this chair back that I left out, that I accidentally moved. And as she's doing that, she's banging it against the fence, brand new fence.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, oh, Bev, I'm so sorry I left that chair out. You know, and we've been friends with these neighbors since we moved into our house 4 years ago.
Okay, so you don't have an already built, like, hateful relationship with this neighbor?
Not at all.
Okay, great.
Not at all. So then her and her husband come out later and talk to my husband and say, hey, did you realize that, like, part of your fence is an inch or two over the property line? An inch or two.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, I don't want to be that neighbor, but you are. So anyways, they ended up getting a surveyor out here. They put up the stakes, and then the other night, and this was not in my email, they actually strung up a string, brought us out there. We proceeded to get in a huge shouting match.
Oh.
With a lot of little Effenheimers thrown around.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I tried not to, but dang, she just kept pushing.
Yeah.
So, basically, now they want us to sign an affidavit. They originally wanted us to move the fence 6 inches.
Uh-huh.
And if anyone's ever put up a privacy fence, you just can't move 60 feet of fence line.
No. It'd be even putting up a fence in general is a lot of work.
Yeah.
Oh, it almost killed us because we're old like Dave. So. it was a lot of work. So they want us to sign this affidavit now saying that if they sell their house and if the new people moving in want us to move the fence, that we have to move the fence.
Okay.
I don't even know if that's legal.
I don't know. So, I don't know the answer to that either. I don't know.
Neither.
But I will say this. When the surveyor came out, they did confirm that you're like 6 inches over on their property line, basically.
No.
Oh.
No. Maybe an inch or two, and that's only a couple of the panels that are right up towards the top. And I asked her, I said, so you're going to get a report from their surveyor? Oh, well, that's like an extra $400.
Okay.
Well, you want me to sign some sort of legal document, but you don't want to give me a report.
Yeah.
So do you think that, like, they potentially could be lying?
I think maybe the few panels are an inch or two over, but
yeah.
I mean, we're neighbors. What part of your yard does that actually take?
Right.
A yard they don't use.
And I
know that's not really.
If you use two fingers to like measure out an inch or two, and if it's only in a certain part of the fence, I can't imagine why that would make anyone that angry.
I'm going to ask a ridiculous question. Is there any way you can move the couple of panels over a little bit?
No.
I didn't think so. I've never built a fence, so I figured the answer to that was no. I figured it was a kind of an all or nothing situation. This one, I'll be honest, I don't even know what to do here because it's so strange that you've gone from being friends with these neighbors to getting into a yelling match over this. I don't know why it's bothering them so much, but that's where maybe some other people will come into play and have some advice for you. So, Melissa, we're going to put you on hold. And if you have any tips for Melissa on what she should do in this situation, maybe you think Melissa's totally in the wrong here, give us a call at 651-989-KDWB. You can also text us at 53921 because I know a lot of the time you maybe don't have time to be on the phone or not. But I think we already have someone calling in. It would be surprising if it was Melissa's neighbor, but I don't think it is.
I don't think it is either. Her name is Lindsay.
All right, Lindsay, do you have advice for Melissa?
I sure do. So I work in real estate as a title closer,
okay. And
her neighbors are absolutely correct.
This,
with that encroachment of her fence, it's going to be so hard for her neighbors to sell because that's going to be a huge title issue for them when they go to sell and her the fence is over on the other people's property line.
So is the only thing Melissa can do at this point is literally move her fence then?
Well, no, because she can sign the affidavit like the neighbors want, because then that'll be submitted when they go and sell their house.
Okay.
Saying that, you know, if the new owners want them to move the fence, unfortunately, they're going to have to move the fence.
Have you seen, so you've seen this happen a few times before?
Oh, absolutely. And people back out. Sometimes the buyers of the property are like, oh, I'm not going to deal with it, you know, because then it's extra drama for them and they don't even live there yet.
Yep. Gotcha.
So they're like, yep, there's an encroachment. You know, we're going to pull out of this deal. We're okay. Not interested.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it.
We also have Matt on the phone.
Hi, Matt. Hi, Matt. Are you there?
Matt? Hello?
Oh, Matt hung up. That's okay. I think there's some other people on the phone, yeah. Too. I know. Jenny's trying to take the call. Here's the problem. We don't have, like, an extra person today, so Jenny is taking the calls and doing this with us. I don't know if Melissa is on hold right now, but I have a feeling that's not going to be the info she wants since they, like, hand put in their own, like, fence. And if you're just turning on your radio, basically, Melissa went around. She wants to put up a fence because the one she had, her dog, was able to jump. And she went to the neighbor, said, we're doing this. She had a great relationship with her neighbors, but then they got upset because he said that it was a couple of inches over on their property line. They wanted to sign this affidavit saying basically she would move it if they sold the house.
We do have Shelby on the phone as well.
All right, Shelby, have you dealt with something like this before? Or do you have advice for Melissa?
So my thing is if, I mean, obviously you can't go back in time now, but the question is why didn't you do the survey in the first place to avoid the whole issue since you're going to go with a super large fence to that degree?
Yeah.
I had my own situation where I had neighbors encroaching on my property, and I think it's more of a premise of this is my property, even if it's unusable space, but uh-huh. It's like, it's really the premise. So I would probably think about, although it would be a pain in the rear end, mm-hmm. I would probably move the fence.
Okay.
That's what I would do.
All right. Thank you, Shelby. Melissa, that is a question. Why is there a reason you guys didn't do the survey out before you put the fence up?
Yes, and it's because we ripped out the old fence and put a brand new fence in the same exact spot that we ripped it out from. So we okay. didn't think we needed a surveyor for that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So now you've heard a couple of calls, someone who's experienced it from the other side and someone that kind of tells you how it legally has to be. What are you thinking?
Then we'll probably just sign the affidavit.
Yeah.
A lot of work.
I feel for you. I get it. I mean, that sucks so bad. Like, I get both sides totally. Like, mm-hmm. The previous caller said, it's not even about the usable space. It's just that it is their property. And if they do want to sell eventually, could cause issues, is what the realtor who called in said. So I get it. But I also mm-hmm. understand you guys, man, that's a bunch of work. And that really sucks. I'm so sorry.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. The worst part to me is actually that we don't have the relationship with our neighbors before. Who wants to fight with their neighbor?
Yeah. No. Do you think if you sign that, things could ever go back to normal or no?
For me, no.
Yeah.
Because I think it's extremely petty and they could have approached it differently with them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
that's the thing too. It felt like the way you described it felt like a very kind of stereotypical, like passive aggressive a way to approach it, with her like hitting the chair against the fence and stuff to get your attention.
Yes. And the wife is like 100% that way, and she's the one who says, oh, I didn't get the free samples with my groceries, so I'm going to the manager.
Okay. I gotcha. Well, Melissa, I wish you all the best and good luck. I'm so sorry that you have to go through all of that, but thank you for calling, and to everyone else that called in with some advice, okay?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.